When in life have you felt most alone?
Well, there was this one time where I live with my grandma. She takes care of me the most. And she went to Salvador, and I was with her mom. And she's mentally ill, so I stayed with her, and well, she was treating me bad, and well, I was at my house, and my aunt, she really didn't talk to me. It was very awkward. I felt alone. I said, why am I here? Why couldn't I go with her? And that time, I actually felt like no one was with me. I just felt very lonely. And that was when I didn't really talk to you. It was over the summer. And I would ask people, can you let me call my grandma? And everyone would tell me no, because we don't know her number yet or nothing. And I would go to my bathroom and I would start crying because I felt like no one was with me. Right now, I think she's 56 years old. Her name is Maria. She has a kind of fractured knee. She has fracturing in her foot. And well, ever since I was born, I did not go with my mom. I went with my grandma because my mom was mentally ill. And she got me. The doctor said that I couldn't stay with my mom. It was way too dangerous. So my grandma has been with me. I remember this my grandma told me. I was about 2 years old when my mom had called the police, said that she didn't want me. So my grandma said, I want her. She was working, and my mom said, I don't want this girl. I don't want her. She was mentally ill. She still is. And my grandma didn't know of this. The police had to call my grandma from her work and told her, is this true that your daughter doesn't want your granddaughter? This granddaughter is 2 years old. She's a baby, and we're scared that she might harm her. And my grandma said, I will take control of her. I'm not going to let her do anything to my granddaughter. My grandma went to court for, I think it was 2 months, and she said, no, I'm going to take her. And since then, my grandma has been with me.